Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Now, we do keep all of our past Author of the Week interviews archived at ksgf.com. You just go to On Demand, Nick Reed Show, and Author of the Week will pop up. It's a great resource every week. Thanks to ABC Books on North Glenstone. We interview an author regarding his or her book and then post it up there. So it's a great place for those of you that finish up something, you're looking for something new. And I know, I see on social media, just finished this great book. Any recommendations? And then people are just throwing out random stuff. And so this gives you an opportunity to actually hear about the book, hear the author, and we get a real twofer here because not only is it, we're talking about a great author here, but also a host that we have here on 104.1 KSGF. That's Dana Lash, and her latest book, Grace Canceled. She's with us. And I know you've been, I think it's the strep a little bit. So I appreciate you struggling through and being here. And also, I'm sure you remember, you actually came to Springfield, I guess a couple years ago now. And we did that meet and greet over at Bass Pro. People still talk about that. So how are you feeling?
Well, thanks for having me, Nick. I appreciate it. I'm better. I'm getting my voice back a little bit. After I got through the day yesterday, I lost my voice entirely last night, which is not something that's really good to happen when you work in talk radio. But no, kids have germs. And so my whole house, my entire house, everybody except my dogs got strep throat. And it was so funny because we would have to, like, I told my kids' school, I'm like, it's not the coronavirus. And they're like, you don't have like a high fever, and it was just funny that was even a consideration because everybody's so concerned about this thing.
Well, let's start off, if you don't mind, and this may seem sort of like a weird or broad question, but given the title of the book, Grace Canceled, how do you define grace? What are we talking about here?
Unmerited kindness. I said, that's what grace is. It's unmerited kindness or unmerited favor. It isn't sanctioned, and it's not compromised. And it's not anything other than just being someone being treated undeserved with undeserved kindness. I mean, that's really what it is. And I think that there are some, and I think there might be some on our side, like-minded folks that think it is somehow sanctioned or approval. And it's not. I mean, you can still have all the principle in the world, but you can be graceful about it.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because we've long heard people describe today's day and age as more divisive than ever, or use the term we're more divided than ever. And I've always felt we're not more divided necessarily. I mean, we've always had diverse perspectives. We've had, in all of our lifetimes, a two main party system. But it's the fact that, and I'm a little biased, I think one side more than the other, is no longer accepting of that division. And so instead of, well, we have different ideas, you're on this side, I'm on that side, but hey, we are who we are, it is seek and destroy. And I guess this would be the absence of grace in a certain capacity.
Yeah, no, I think that's it entirely. And it's you hit on something that I discuss in the book, because it's not about persuasion. It's not about changing people's perspectives. It's about complete and utter destruction. Complete and utter destruction. The whole idea that I got for this book was actually a Norm Macdonald interview, believe it or not. He was talking to the Hollywood Reporter, and he was discussing Roseanne Barr and how she had said what she said about Valerie Jarrett. There was, she apologized, and then she never ever came back into the public spotlight. And Norm Macdonald, who's known her for years, she gave him his start, had said, well, isn't that usually how it goes? Someone apologizes, they're contrite, and then there's forgiveness, and then everybody just kind of goes on. He says nobody wants to forgive anymore, so nobody wants to apologize. And I thought, that's it entirely. I think that's one of the big things driving this total political polarization, because apologies are just a formality of surrender anymore. It's not anything that is considered serious. There is a complete and total denial of a redemptive path, and you have one side of the political sphere that likes to say and really behave as though a person is only as good as their absolute worst moment. And when everyone talked about the whole deplorable comment that Hillary Clinton had made, but what I actually thought was more offensive and more ridiculous was what she said after that. She said that she didn't just say that people were deplorable. She said they were irredeemable. And that is huge, because you're saying that there are people that are less redeeming than others because of their political belief systems. And that is not how any of this works. And that ultimately, I think, is just at the heart of this sickness. And no one wants to treat each other with any kind of grace because of this.
We're talking with Dana Lash, our author of the week, and of course, host of the Dana Lash Show we carry here on KSGF. You know, back to the Vanity Fair interview with Norm Macdonald to accentuate that point. I recall from that interview, he was scheduled to be a guest on, I think it was Jimmy Fallon's show, and that was canceled. Yeah. He was because he gave his opinion on that particular issue.
Yeah, he was supposed to be, and which I thought was so lame because he had known Jimmy Fallon for forever.
It's horrible.
And the way that he played it off was that it didn't hurt their relationship, but I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know, that they would have still remained friends because Jimmy Fallon bent and needed a rage mob. And it wasn't, Norm Macdonald was not excusing anything. Norm Macdonald was asking, where's the redemptive path?
Right.
And he was canceled because he was simply asking, is there any sort of redemptive path for anyone in culture and society anymore? And I guess he kind of got his answer. The answer is no. When it's politically suitable for people, the answer is no. That's the other part of it. There's zero consistency. But the fact that we are, as a society, now acting as though someone can't be redeemed. That goes for everybody then.
You write about tribes and these competing tribes, and we hear more about this. And what I want you to talk about that, but also explain what a tribe is. And here's why I say that, because, again, I think we hear the discussion about tribes and we think of groupings of people. But then you look in the past and go, well, we've always had that to some degree, particularly when it comes to political parties. You're on this side. I'm on this side. We do have labels. What is the difference between that, in which we've always had, versus what we're dealing with now in terms of the so-called tribe?
Well, we've always had political tribalism, and that's one of the things I discuss in the book. We've always had it, and we've always had nasty politics. I mean, for crying out loud, we've had somebody who's beaten to death with a cane on the floor of Congress before. I mean, we've at least gotten past that. But one of the things that I think is incredibly different is that now we don't even allow any sort of establishment of common ground. There's no common ground that is allowed. I give an example of when Sean Spicer was going on Dancing with the Stars, and one of his cast members who had been on several seasons of Queer Eye, he said some nice things about Sean Spicer. He said, Sean Spicer's a nice guy. And it wasn't even like it was effusively over the top. I mean, he just simply said that Sean Spicer was a nice guy and that he liked talking to him and they got along well. And for that offense, for the offense of recognizing the humanity in what is viewed as your political opposition, the rage mob of this individual's ideology came after him. And it was so bad. And I saw it happen in real time. It was unbelievable. He had to shut down his Instagram comments. He even shut down his Facebook comments for a while. He was getting death threats because he said something nice about Sean Spicer. And it was viewed as a total betrayal. The left viewed it as it was a betrayal of them, that he was betraying them by simply being human to somebody else. That's the thing. That's what's a little different. There's no, you could say manners. I think it's grace. There's no grace at all in anything, in any of this anymore. And that's just, that fuels it. And that also is a chilling effect. I mean, when people see, if you're somebody who's famous and you're on television and the rage mob comes for you, like Ellen DeGeneres. Now, Ellen DeGeneres, she was defending Kevin Hart. She did the same thing that Norm Macdonald was doing. She was asking, where's the redemptive path for Kevin Hart? And there were LGBTQ activists trying to cancel Ellen DeGeneres because she was simply asking, where's the redemptive path for Kevin Hart? Can you guys stop? I mean, when she sat with George W. Bush, they came after her again. And it's insane that you actually have to have people remind others, hey, you know what? It's all right to talk to people who don't agree with you 1,000%. And I call BS. I call shenanigans on anyone that actually does say that someone agrees with them 1,000% on anything.
Yeah.
It's you agree on what you agree on, and you have grace towards each other for the things that you don't. And that's ultimately what this is about. But yeah, it's a chilling effect. So it discourages any sort of common ground and any grace given.
We're talking with our author of the week, Dana Lash, and there's so much in this book that is very, very, very valuable, especially for people that it helps put into focus that there are differences between certain perspectives that oftentimes the media wants to create as comparable. You know, oh, well, you do it too, when in fact it's a little bit different. And so for that reason, I definitely encourage people to get your book. But what I do want to finish on, though, is, and this is part of that, the difference is people think, well, you're passionate, you know, how come it's okay for you? And when there are sometimes differences, and you can be passionate, and part of what you write about are the three golden rules of a happy warrior.
Yeah, and one of those is you don't have to attend every fight to which you're invited, which you don't. And I know that people love arguing on the internet, but my gosh, stop. I get that they, you know, there's, and I have a chapter in the book called The Time for Anger. It's purposely short. It's the shortest chapter in the book. I purposely wanted it to be as anemic as possible, just to recognize that yes, there are justifiable times, but it is outrage is a tactic that should be spent in tiny, tiny amounts in the same manner that Charlie Bucket in Willy Wonka ate his little chocolate bar. That's how people should be. If you have to use outrage, because if you're outraged over everything, what about something truly outrageous? What do you have left for that? You know, I mean, people, we have to just, it's a daily choice to choose grace, but it's a choice that's worth making.
Dana Lash, our author of the week, the book Grace Canceled, and of course, host of the Dana Lash Show right here on 104.1 KSGF. Our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Thank you so much. I know Springfield looks forward to the day that you're able to make it back here again. But in the meantime, take care of yourself, get better, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Nick. I appreciate it. And have a great weekend to everybody out there.
All right. You do the same. Dana Lash, everyone. And again, huge thank you to ABC Books on North Glenstone. That makes it possible for us to host an author of the week. And as always, we keep those housed at ksgf.com under the section titled, it's Author of the Week under the Nick Reed Show on Demand.